There's wind energy and solar energy, and now researchers at the University of Rhode Island and the Marine Renewable Energy Collaborative hope that soon they can add tidal energy to that list as well.
We installed the platform in November. The platform has one scientific instrument on it now, a water height sensor.
That's Eben Franks. He's the project manager on a new platform for testing tidal turbines. It's located at one edge of the Cape Cod Canal, underneath a pillar of the Sagamore Bridge. It looks like construction scaffolding, but underneath its legs runs a fast current. And in another year or so, there may be a tidal turbine spinning underneath as well.
Getting this current data, the water movement data, will be very helpful in attracting our first customer, we hope.
Today, he and his team of researchers are heading out to collect data from their water height sensor. And they're also planning to install a current speed profiler. That's a machine that looks like a turtle shell. It'll record how fast the canal's current runs underneath the platform. They affectionately call it Big Green.
So we're going to attach Big Green to the two pilings and then launch it. Launching it just means we're going to wrestle it off the bow into the water, and hopefully it'll sink and land upright.
We head out down the middle of the canal just as the tide is turning. The canal runs at a speed of about 4 knots, or 4 miles per hour, and the canal's dynamic tides turn 3 times a day. Right now, they're throwing Big Green off the back of the boat, which isn't an easy task in a fast current.
A little bit left.
And they'll be back in another month to see just how fast the tides run in the canal. The Cape Cod Canal is currently the only place in the United States where companies can test tidal turbine prototypes. There are test sites in Europe and Canada, but Frank says that the canal is special because its currents are strong and predictable.
It's unique in many ways. The tides come and go a couple times a day. It's much higher energy at the peak high tide, and that allows turbine developers to get a real close look at what their turbines can do in a real-world situation.
The idea of using a turbine to harness the energy of the canal's tides isn't new. Back in the 90s, a similar project was attempted in the canal, but it couldn't generate enough interest to become an actual test site. John Miller, director of the Marine Collaborative, believes that with the increased profile of wind energy, today, tidal energy could be the perfect complement.
So while there's less tidal and wave energy than there is wind, they provide nice complements to the wind. When the wind isn't blowing, the waves are still moving, the tides are still moving.
That, and tides aren't as fickle as wind.
And the other thing about tidal energy is it's incredibly predictable. You can predict tides for 100 years. Wind energy is probably predictable on the order of hours. Tides on the order of days.
Miller says the future of tidal turbines is still a few years behind wind power development. And most likely, it'll be 5 or more years before people start hearing about turbines generating energy underwater. But as interest in renewable energy ramps up, he hopes tidal turbines will be able to fit into that mix as well.
If you have a lot of wind turbines offshore and are on platforms, why can't you put wave devices on those platforms?
Miller says they hope to have a tidal turbine prototype in the water come fall. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.